Never in the history of the world have so many laid down their lives for the purest form of freedoms we enjoy. The sacrifices they make have not been for themselves, but for others, strangers, family, friends, unknown, and sometimes undeserving others. May we never forget. May we follow their selfless example and live our lives as worthy of their great sacrifice for us. God called every believer to reach the unbelieving world with the love and hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He raised up the ministry of Armed Forces Baptist Missions for the purpose of winning the lost servicemen and women to Christ and establishing their faith in fundamental Bible-believing church ministries. Our mission is to win the lost and establish Bible-preaching churches with military outreaches around the world. The United States Army is training and deploying soldiers at an unprecedented rate across the globe. It is the largest branch of service in the U.S., with an average age of 20.4 years for soldiers deployed in Iraq. 90% of those soldiers claim to be ecumenical or not affiliated with any religion. Since 9/11, soldier suicide rates are up over 500%. Over 50% of the active army is deployed, the highest number since World War II. Who will tell them? The United States Navy has active warships in more places in the world than ever before. Sea duty requirements are up 25%. Seabees and medical corpsmen are serving in Iraq. More than 5,000 sailors are assigned to every aircraft carrier. Female sailors are assigned on most surface craft. Pregnancies are the primary cause for their discharges. One-third of the Navy is stationed within 50 miles of AFBM's world headquarters. Who will give them the gospel? The United States Air Force is the most lethal in the history of the world. Every 30 seconds of every day, an Air Force plane leaves for Iraq. Many armed force personnel in the war zone were not issued ammunition, a cause for congressional investigation. Chaplains serving in the Air Force were issued orders not to pray in Jesus' name. The last chief of chaplains was female. 25 people a week are passing into eternity in military service. How shall they hear without a preacher? The United States Marines stand in harm's way around the world to protect our freedom and security. The Marine Reserve is deployed at the highest level since World War II. Divorce rates for enlisted Marines are up 20% since 9/11. Bad conduct discharges are their highest levels because of combat stress. Marines have earned many commendations for their bravery. Who will go? Who will tell them? The U.S. Coast Guard defends our nation at home and abroad. They aid in the war on terror with a critical role of keeping terrorist and dangerous materials out of the U.S. Their role in stopping illegal immigrants has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Even though demands for their service has spread the Coast Guard thin, this vital branch continues to meet new requirements and accomplish them. Veterans represent 10% of the adult population, 28.9 million strong. More than 10,000 veterans die every day. Their segment of military missions has long been neglected. Most veterans have never received recognition for their service to our country. Veterans have provided us with a free country in which we can worship. How shall they hear? Families of active duty servicemen pay dearly for our freedoms. Divorce rates are higher than any other segment of our population. Suicide rates are double in these families. Spousal abuse is the number one crime of returning veterans on military installations. The government sponsors over 300 counseling services for veterans and their family. Perhaps no segment of Americans is so forgotten and neglected in their spiritual needs as our servicemen and women and their families. Who will show them the way? Armed Forces Baptist Missions was founded in 1964 through the vision of three families, headed by Mom and Pop Wolfson, Iowa farmers, who personally won thousands of servicemen and women to Christ. Their philosophy was to establish fundamental independent evangelistic ministries near military bases under the auspices of the local church. From its inception, this ministry has been planted in dozens of works around the nation and around the world. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach soul-winning efforts established in Africa, Europe, Korea, America, and the unreached bases around the world. From conversion to discipleship, this approach of caring, winning, and training single military personnel through the local church has been honored by God. Armed Forces Baptist missionaries are finding fertile ground in the lonely hearts of our military. They are ready to hear the message of salvation. Soldiers have died in our place. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Jesus became the ultimate love for us when he paid the horrible price for our sin. The victory is won. Our Savior stands alive. He has conquered the grave, and he offers the free gift of life to all who will hear and obey his voice. Who will tell the lost military men and women of his unspeakable gift?